Make sure to listen to the introduction before listening to this Mind River meditation. First, be in a calm, distraction-free environment where you can be by yourself. Turn off the cell phone and other things that may unnecessarily distract you. Your mind's going to distract you enough. Go ahead and get into a comfortable position. We sometimes say upright, but not uptight. This is a posture that where you feel supported, but strong. At a few moments, I might ask you to close your eyes. If that feels uncomfortable to you, you can just pick a spot across from you to gently keep your eyes at. What I want you to do is I just want you to focus on my voice for the next 12 minutes or so. Just focus on my voice and the breath and the present moment. Gently put everything else aside. The past or the future. There's nothing you have to do, and there's nothing you have to be right now. Just gently breathe and listen. Let's gently bring your mind to your breath, following it all the way in and all the way out. You don't have to breathe differently. Just notice in and out. If your mind wanders, as it tends to, just say to yourself, wandering, and gently bring your mind back with a half smile. Just this Mona Lisa smile that indicates that you're back in the present, without giving yourself a hard time. Let's do a few breaths together. In. Now, at a certain point, whenever you're ready, if it feels comfortable, allow your eyes to gently close. And imagine that you're sitting beside a river. This is a river that maybe you've been to before, or maybe you've never been to before. But you're there, safe, but by yourself. Go ahead and breathe, and with each breath, notice your river becoming a little bit more vivid. Hear the sounds as the water gently goes over the rocks. See the sights of the water and the sun gently dancing off of it. Feel the cool breeze on your skin, not too hot, but not too cold. With each breath, all of these sensations are helping you to feel heavier, more relaxed, and more at peace. If something else has distracted you, just do a half smile. Notice that your mind has wandered, and then gently bring yourself back to the side of your river, breathing and noticing. Now, as you look at your river, you'll notice that there are some leaves gently floating on the top. These leaves represent different sensations or pictures, images, feelings or thoughts that you might be having right now. They could be positive or negative. All of them are welcome. We're just going to notice them together. And when the time is right, you'll hear a mindfulness bell. That bell will remind you to smile at whatever's come up, gently place it on a leaf, and as the tone of the bell gently floats away, so will that particular thing. If it comes back, that's fine. Just notice it, place it on there, and just do it again and again. If something pulls you into the river, smile, notice that too. And wherever you are, just bring yourself back to the river, noticing, smiling, and breathing. Now, as we sit beside your river, notice any sensations that come up in your body. It could be positive or negative. It could be small or large. Notice anything that comes up in your body. Smile at it, noticing it, and gently place it on a leaf and allow it to float without giving yourself a hard time and without judging it. Now let's notice any images that come up. These could be intense pictures of the past or the future, things that have actually happened or things that might happen. Notice them too. Gently place them on a leaf. And with the next out breath and with the sound of the bell, allow them to gently float away. Good. Gently bring yourself beside the river. If you've gotten pulled in, don't worry about it. Just breathing and noticing. Now notice any feelings that are coming up and where they are in your body, positive or negative. Notice them. Smile as you gently place it on a leaf and breathe them out as they float away. If those feelings come back, notice them again. It's not a problem. And just place them on a leaf again. And now notice any thoughts that come up. These thoughts can be positive or negative. Maybe they're a thought about how this isn't working or a need to hurry up or move on. Notice them on the two, gently placing them on a leaf. And allowing them to be. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to be quiet for just a minute or two here and allow you to breathe beside your river, noticing any sift that comes up, any sensations, any images, any feelings, any thoughts. And with each bell, you'll notice and allow them to go. If your mind wanders, just smile. Notice that it's wandered. If you get pulled into the river, just smile, get out of the river, just noticing whatever comes up without reacting to it and without having to push it away or chase it. And then I'll come back and give you a couple of last instructions before we finish. Now, there are probably some leaves we didn't get to. That's okay. We're almost done, so gently set them aside. And as we start to come out of this, bid your river goodbye, knowing you can come back here whenever you need to feel centered, calm, and protected. I'm going to count from 1 to 10 now, and when we get to 10, you'll be able to open your eyes and you'll feel refreshed and ready to go about your day. 1, feel your body relaxed, calm, and centered. 2, notice where your body feels strongest right now. 3, allow yourself to carry that strength with you throughout the rest of the day or night. 4, start to open your eyes, but with an understanding that you can rewire your brain and that you can do this. 5, knowing that you are not your thoughts and you are not your feelings. You are bigger than them. 6, knowing that no feeling is final. 7, see yourself as you open your eyes. See yourself being able to use this throughout the rest of the next 24 hours. 8, see yourself not reacting to old emotions. 9, see yourself not pushing anything away, but just smiling as you feel wise and centered. 10, come fully back into your body in the present moment, ready to engage with your day. This is the end of the meditation. Listen to this once a day for the next 2 weeks, and not just before bed, as a way to rewire your brain and be able to overcome a lot of the things that crowd into our mind.